Welcome, everyone. This is Dan DeMay, Sarasota, Florida. Thanking you for joining us for tonight's call. It's the Axel Me Thursday Night Training Call. We've got a great call lined up for you tonight. John Sexsmith, Team Elite Executive, is our featured guest speaker. I want to give you a little bit about John's background. You know, John comes to the business with 32 years of experience, so that certainly does qualify him to serve in an expert capacity, no question about it. And he's going to share with us some of his knowledge, wisdom, tips for how to take advantage of what is just unquestionably an unprecedented growth wave now in the business at high speed, high velocity. John actually himself is a self-taught independent entrepreneur, and he's got the attitude of standing on his own two feet, so much so that he achieved financial success by the age of 42. John and his wife, Giselle, well, they're authors of the book Networking, The Natural Extension of You, which you can find at axelme.com in the recommended reading section, also at Amazon and iTunes. This is a fantastic read for anyone who's interested in taking full advantage of the networking industry, which, of course, is what we participate in. Now, John's traveled all over the world, and he's always had the dream of total prosperity. Well, what is that? Well, according to John, he says that prosperity is the ability to do what you want, when you want, where you want, and with whom you want. But it's not easy. You actually have to do what you must do, according to John, in order to get to the level of total prosperity. In other words, do what you need to do to get into the position to do what you want to do. Now, John's success didn't come easy. He's actually faced quite a few adversities in his own life, but he says that the first step to success was actually failure. And as you can no doubt imagine, he was very happy to get that little detail out of the way. And as a consequence, he is now in firm control of his destiny. And he believes that he can win over any adversity because he knows that in each adversity, well, there's a seed of equal or greater benefit. One of John's beliefs is that not only he could achieve in this business, but anyone could achieve. And he's really got the principle down pat, and that is, if it is to be, it's up to me. If it is to be, it's up to me. John is just an incredible lecturer, author, speaker, mentor, coach. He's recognized literally around the world as an expert in networking, one of the most successful entrepreneurs in the industry. John and his wife, Giselle, have earned in excess of $20 million with their Nu Skin business. Team Elite Executive, which means that the compensation structure recognizes them as top achievers. But most important for tonight, he's our featured guest speaker. So enjoy the ride. John's going to share with us some fantastic insights into what I believe is an amazing shift in the company's perspective, and that is, it's your life, your business, and your way. Welcome on board, John.
Hey, thank you, Dan. Yes, welcome, everybody. I'll start off with a statement that might surprise some of you, particularly with the advent of social media and the digital transformation. And I'll just make more or less a statement. It's not knowing how does not actually matter. Not knowing how does not actually matter. There was a book by Michio Kaku, The Future of the Mind, and he reminds us that about 400 years ago, the telescope was invented, and almost overnight, this new instrument looked into the universe around us, and all of a sudden, you could see the myths and the dogmas of the past just simply evaporate. You know, instead of sun and planets, you know, being, you know, circling around the Earth, right? They found out with this simple instrument that the moon had craters and the sun had spots and Jupiter had moons and Saturn had rings. But the bottom line here is mankind learned more about the universe in 15 years after the invention of the telescope than in all human history put together. And there's recent inventions, you know, MRI machines, brain scans, they transform neuroscience. And we learned more about the brain in the last 15, 20 years than in all prior human history. What this means is change is happening fast, right? It's happening really, really fast. And, I mean, just to continue the story a little bit, the future holds so many possibilities. But today, scientists have the ability to actually read thoughts that circulate in our brain, and they use MRI scans, and they can actually insert a chip in the brain of a totally paralyzed patient and connect to a computer, and through thought alone, must control the wheelchair, operate household appliances, use mechanical arms. They can do just about anything a normal person can do via computer. So the genes that separate us, and this is this Michio Kaku, he says the genes that separate us from the apes are now being sequenced, and they're giving us unparalleled glimpses into the evolutionary origins of the brain. So the future plans are to reverse engineer the brain. It was once considered hopeless, couldn't do it. The human genome product, of which Nu Skin has understood and created an amazing line of products using a science called ageLOC. The human genome product is going to project change the scientific and medical landscape completely, and it's going to generate new industries. It's going to spur economic activity. We can really see this now. So it's new vistas for new neuroscience. Basically, the pace of which these new perspectives on everything that in our life around us, they're being developed so fast. Think about this for a minute. What are we going to know in another 90 years? You know, in 1922, the known universe was 100,000 light years. 2012, the known universe is 93 billion light years. What are we going to know in another 90 years? You know, so all of this translates into, you know, how do we reach our goals, especially today when the company is saying, your life, your business, your way. How do you translate what you want? We can easily say dreams, goals. How do you convert that into reality? One of the things that we can do is we can use our brains to optimize our chances of success, right? It's if you take a position in the business, and whatever that is, you have the capacity, you have the ability to translate whatever your vision is into reality. Sounds simple, sounds logical, but how do you actually do that? You know, how do we make our dreams reality? How do you make this, you know, how can you optimize your chances of success? So there's now evidence that imagining a concept, imagining even a simple movement can stimulate movements in the area of the brain. So you can see that these folks can, through thought, connected to a computer, surf the webs. And we all know the stories about elite athletes and how they use their brain to visualize and how to optimize in their pre-competitive training, right? Gold medal winners use detailed visualization. You know, so just very simply, to reach your goals, there's some basically three simple steps. First thing, you have to be clear on what you want. So you write them down. Kind of obvious. It's a blinding flash of the obvious. But you know what? Most people won't do it. They just simply won't do it. You know? And it's kind of shocking to me. And then once you've written your goals down, and it doesn't matter what they are. It could be, a few dollars a week. It could be, you know, having income that can support a lifestyle of freedom and choice. Then what you do is you determine your ways, your life, your business, your way of achieving them. I've always suggested 16 strategies. You know, look across that catalog. Look what the company has produced. They have produced the social selling platforms, new technologies, new apps that are going to make your business faster, better, easier, so you can do it your way. They have produced a velocity program, which can give people in the U.S. payment daily, weekly, you know, and that's what the millennials really like, is how much do I make this week, right? Oh, I need enough money for, you know, the holidays, for Thanksgiving or whatever, and there's a way to do it. But once you know what you want, you determine the different ways of achieving them. And then the third thing, which we've discussed, is visualize. Imagine yourself following those paths. You know, athletes, they warm up before the games. Right, in our yoga classes that we, go to, and you know, some of the 3-day retreats or 7-day retreats, every single class we go to, the first third of the class is warming up. So imagining the third step warms up your action brain. It kind of jumpstarts you. So sometimes people feel stuck. Right, they go, I don't quite know what to do. Well, imagining helps. We all know that procrastination is a killer of success. Imagining and visualization helps move people into actions. And over the years, people have asked questions like the following. What if I don't feel confident enough to really imagine it the way I would? What if I don't set a particular goal, you know, and what if I haven't, let's say I've set them and I didn't achieve them. You know, what if I didn't make my weekly or my monthly goals? Or even all the way through, well, when I try to imagine getting to my goal, I feel anxiety, I feel upset, I feel like it's a problem, right? So the key is don't believe anybody else, but find out if imagining, if visualization can actually reduce things like anxiety or upset. You know, people report back to me that imagining ways to achieve their goals help them feel less anxious and allow them to have more fun. How do you improve confidence? Well, imagine that you're coming from behind, right? Just imagine that, you know, you're way behind all kinds of other people. And that means keeping your eye on your dream board, if you will. Keep your eye on what your visualization is, what you want to achieve, whether it's weekly or monthly or daily. And at the same time, you are kind of like in a game of tennis or football. And you're coming from behind. The score, you are behind. So it's very different from looking at a static picture and saying, I'm in it. Imagine that coming from behind, being the underdog, and making it to your goal. This is a very powerful way to increase confidence. So what you want to do is clearly define what you want to achieve and recognize where you are right now in this business today and face it. If you don't know what social selling is, listen to Giselle's call every Saturday morning around 10 o'clock, and it changes. It varies sometimes. You know, go to AxelMe and look up social selling and see the slides that are there. And imagine when and how you're going to achieve your goal, and critically, how you're going to exceed it, like you're coming from behind. You can also play games and sketch it on a piece of paper, you know, so you can, your goals, you know, whatever you want to accomplish, you know, your money, what you're going to do with your money, right? But the question is, can I imagine exceeding my written goals when I have no idea of how I will actually do it? The key here is that when you say you have no idea, you mean you have no conscious idea. Big difference, right? Visualization and imagination can help you in many different ways. It focuses your attention because it stimulates networks in the brain. You know, there's evidence that imagining a movement can stimulate movement in areas of the brain. I think we all know tons of stories, you know, of people who were in prisoner of war camps and visualized on a daily basis playing golf. And when they got out years later and went to the golf course, and you know what? Their score was where it was. It was equal to what was left. They had no physical practice, but all they did was stimulate their brain. You know, you can actually help your brain map your path to your goals outside of what you're consciously aware of. Imagining and visualization activates brain's regions that can unconsciously map your path to success. Not knowing how doesn't actually matter. What really matters is your decision, right? Not knowing how doesn't actually matter. The brain's going to figure out once you let it know where you want to go for real. Decisions matter. You know, the facts don't matter, past don't matter, obstacles don't matter. The only thing that really matters is your decision. What is your decision? Where do you want to go? Where do you want to accomplish it? Right? If you think about a GPS in your car, the navigation system, you put in your destination. I find mine very complicated. You have to pull over and stop. Some cars have, you know, easier ones than others. I want to be able to just talk to it. I haven't got that ability yet, you know, in the cars that we drive, Cadillac Escalades or BMWs or, you know, Mercedes or whatever. But GPS is you put in your destination. Isn't that what a goal is? Isn't that what you want to accomplish? And then your navigation system automatically figures out how you take to your destination. Quite amazing, actually. But your brain has the same ability on a less than conscious level to map out your course to your goal once you communicate clearly to what your brain is, what your goal is. So imagining, visualizing your journey also helps to keep your brain on track, you know, and it'll constantly refer to the image you visualize, your destination, and then update your journey with a greater ease than if you didn't provide this information to your brain. So rather than just simply saying, looking at the velocity plan, the new one, which is very exciting, and saying, well, I need 6 frontline executives, make a mental movie of this, you know, of what your life will look like, what your dreams will look like, and then also visualize the path that you will take on how to get there. And you know what? There is no static path. There is no system. There is no techniques that will get you. You have to make a mental movie and then allow your brain to function in such a way, right? When you have a dream, you make it real by writing it down. And you have to make and update things like your dream boards, you know, your pictures that you put up. And you want to spend time every single day visualizing in graphic detail, in literally high definition 3D, if you will, exactly what it is that you want to accomplish. And that keeps feeding your brain graphic information. So on a subconscious level, it can help you create a path to your goals. It's quite exciting when you do it. And you do this repetitively. It isn't a one-shot deal. You do it daily. You do it repetitively. You can save energy and brain power because practice, the more you do it, generates automatic brain patterns, decreasing the need to deliberately ask the brain to do the work. So how do you come from behind? How do you make and exceed your goals? How do you translate your visions into reality? You know, I recommend reading books, of course, to help out, you know, Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, Science of Getting Rich by Waddles, right? So can we predict the future of the business that we're using to translate whatever your vision is into reality? We all know that innovation leads to financial success. Isn't that what the company is doing? Right? If you think over the history of the world, what did the internal combustion engine do? What did it lead to? How many industries, cars, roads, hotels, motels, commerce, real estate? I mean, you know, Apple, you know, another beautiful example. They created the simple operating system, iOS, and then they made products. And they started with, you know, they did the iPod and got iTunes and iPad and apps and music and all that kind of stuff. Where are we now with the company? There's always layers of innovation, and they're constantly doing this. They've made innovations in a variety of areas. The three biggies, the really biggies that we were exposed to over the last several months of what the company's big plans were that will allow you, your life, your business, your way, to accomplish whatever it is that you want to do. Innovations in terms of technologies and the apps, right, on how you can use these apps to increase your volume, your reach, your connections, and increase your abilities to achieve success. Innovations are abound, not just with the Velocity program, but also in the way the company is producing their products, from the high-end specialty products all the way through down to the simple products. And they have taken, you know, Hazel's example out of UK for social selling, and they said, wow, this is actually working, and it is really working. They've innovated in terms of the products, and we saw at this recent convention something like 13 new products coming out. I don't know anybody who hasn't got the LumiSpa yet, but my goodness, what an innovation that thing is. It's absolutely fantastic. I feel like I'm sort of addicted to it. I use it every single day, sometimes twice a day. And same thing with Giselle. And I noticed a very significant difference. We see that the trends of the world are creating the opportunity for the company to use their technology social selling platforms, to use their new apps. They're creating opportunity for the company to explore new social selling products, plus developing other products. AgeLock Me, you know, is being radically redesigned, simpler, sexier, less expensive, easier to use, etc. Company sees the opportunity and the trends that are driving these things, and don't forget the Velocity program, because it allows people today to make money today and tomorrow and get the money in the bank account wired in on a daily basis, weekly basis, etc. But what we see, what's creating our opportunity, if we look at the giant trends, population is growing like crazy. You know, we see people more and more interested in from the viewpoint of millennials, how do I make money? In 10 years, it's like basically one out of every two people will be participating in some sort of gig economy, right? So health and wellness, of course, and skin wellness and skin health and all these various things. And the company is really taking advantage of the mega trends that are creating opportunity for you, right? I mean, we see all kinds of technology trends. You see self-driving cars and 3D printing, and you see, you know, that the company has a robust scientific engine that backs up everything. No, I haven't found any other company that does this, right? So every discovery that the company makes, whether it's products or technologies or apps, I mean, just think about this for a minute, Sprinklr. You know, there's something that it's a two-year-old company, and what it allow you to do is to hear the conversations, the top 10 conversations that people that you are connected are having. So if you can understand the top 10 conversations, I'll give you an example, a personal example. I'm a real big science fan. I really am. You know, I just absolutely loved the whole concept of robust scientific engines and gene chips, and, you know, that would take, it would have taken 60,000 hours or 27 years to get the same information, and you get it, like, almost immediately. I mean, isn't that something we could have imagined a decade or so ago, you know? Innovations that give researchers the ability to compare biological states of young and old and to screen for ingredients that shift the gene expression into a healthier pattern. I love that stuff. But, you know, what if all the conversations have nothing to do with it? And I go out and I start talking about that. And maybe your conversation, see, your life, your business, your way, maybe your conversation is, you know, on having prettier skin, or your conversation is having more energy, or your conversation is on green foods and the future of food on our planet. What if those are the conversations that have nothing to do with what I'm interested in? At least I won't make the mistake of going out and talking to people about things that they're not interested in. I'll be able to have a conversation about what innovations create this new opportunity. So it's really, really exciting where we are today. I know I only have a couple of minutes left, but I want to reiterate something that I talked a little bit about last week. You know, some people have the ability to inspire others, and what to do. Big companies, successful companies, they know how they do things. The company knows how they make products and how they implement velocity and how they implement technology, right? They know the value propositions. They know the unique selling propositions, you know? But do they know why they're doing it? And the short answer is, if you really look at Nu Skin as a whole, they do know why they do it. I don't mean they're just going to make a profit and grow to $10 billion. You know, that's going to happen. So what we're talking about is how you as the individual communicate, right? Yeah, we have special, wonderful products like the Lumi Spa that people are buying today on a regular basis, you know, using the codes, you know? They communicate about the Lumi Spa, what we do. That's what most people do. But everything that we do, everything that the company does, and the way I lead into conversations is we challenge the status quo, right? We believe that we and the company, we're thinking differently, you know? And they're thinking very differently. Your life, your business, your way, right? So how do we challenge the status quo, right? So if we open our conversations with people, right, especially when you're into the building an organization stage, right, the way you inspire people is totally different. It isn't just saying, I get this great product at Lumi Spa and it cleans your skin, right? What we do is we basically talk about why the company did it, right? Why did they make their products and what are they doing with that product? You know, the interesting thing is we start off with why. We start off with the whole concept of, you know what? In this particular area, if you're interested in it, and you will know using sprinkler technology, you'll know just through simple conversations what people are interested in. Sure, you can put a before and after picture, and you can move products. That's great. People are interested in that. But once you start to build an organization, and I'm making a differentiation here, is why? Once you have that opportunity to talk to people, why? You want to be able to explain why, you know, that the company believes that they're changing the status quo if they're interested in skincare or toothpaste or, you know, nutrition or whatever it is. They're thinking differently, right? They're challenging the status quo, right? And they're making products that are just simple, user-friendly, price-friendly, right? It happens that the company's doing it. But if you don't explain why, then you're reversing a sequence. In order to inspire people, right? Why would an organization work for some and not others? How do you inspire? You have to define this in terms of not just knowing what you do or how you do it. You'll figure that out, program it into your brain. But you want to understand why you are doing it. You can know all about the products and all about the value propositions, etc. But in order to really inspire, we think, we act, we communicate in a particular way, and it's really starting with the why. And I covered a little bit about that last week, but hopefully it goes a little further. So the reality is, do you have to know how? You know, people say, I don't have any idea how, right? That's fine. Not knowing how doesn't matter. If you know the why and you emphasize on the why, I don't have to know the details of the ingredients or products. If I want to, I can. If people are having a conversation about ingredients, I can certainly look it up and provide that information. The company will give it to me. But the truth of it is, not knowing how doesn't actually matter. What really matters is your ability to explain why. When you put this into your own consciousness, your brain will figure out the how once you let it know where you want to go and you understand the sequence of dealing with the why first. All right, Dan, I think that's a little bit of a spiel tonight.
What a great spiel it is, Don. You know what? I think you've dispelled the myth quite sufficiently that a lot of people have, and that is that they have to know everything about how to do this business before they actually do it. And I bet there are a few listeners on the line, maybe more than a few, who've encountered those prospects who absolutely positively insist on knowing everything before they make a decision. You've just told us that that's not necessary, is it?
No. No, it's really understanding why. Innovation, changing the status quo, thinking differently. You know, that concept, and put that into your own brain. You know, I from an entrepreneur's point of view, Dan, just don't give me easy, just give me possible. You know, I'll look at things differently. I'll figure out the why, you know, and I'll change my energy around any issue that comes up. What a year we're having right now. I think the next 6 months, boy, for the adventurous, for the brave, for the courageous person, it's just going to be amazing amount of fun.
Couldn't agree more. What a great discussion. Team Lead Executive John Sexsmith. You know, we're going to be back together next Thursday, November 2nd, 8 p.m. Eastern. Check out the details at axelme.com, where this call will be archived and posted in the next few hours, and also at the Axel Me Facebook site. So lots more to come. This is a very exciting time indeed. Well, I think we're still on the high from the convention. Would you agree with that, John?
I would. Absolutely phenomenal. The next 6 months are going to be a really fun ride.
Can't wait to enjoy it along the way. So thanks, everyone, for joining us. Thanks, Team Lead Executive John Sexsmith. We'll get together in a week's time. Good night, everyone.
Good night.